the rest of the story. Most Americans, even most Polish Americans, believed that the Solidarity movement began on the docks of Gdansk. It did not. It began in a glass factory about a mile from town, and the names of the first Polish strikers probably you'll not recognize. Michał Lofecki, Zbigniew Stefanski, Jan Bogdan, Stanislav Sadowski, eight in all, and yet despite their scant numbers and virtual anonymity, what they did helped to change the entire world. And you'll know that's not an overstatement once you have learned the rest of the story. These eight men had been working in this factory for some years before the trouble started. They'd even been relocated from another region, as they were known to have been among the best in the business. They were hard workers, skilled craftsmen. Ironically, they were completely satisfied with their wages and their working conditions. Let me run that by again. They were completely satisfied with their wages and their working conditions. But the problem was, the local government was in the process of forming and reforming, and yet as relative newcomers to the area, the eight factory men would not be permitted to vote in local elections. So one night the workers met, their alternatives were clear, they could return to their old jobs back home, certainly they'd been more appreciated back there, or they could stage a walkout and cripple this prominent factory and put a dent in the local economy. The latter was a particularly bold suggestion, mainly because there had never been a strike in these parts before. What might the government's reaction be, the men wondered? Well, there were two deciding factors. One, the men knew that they were needed, perhaps even unexpendable. Two, there was the principle of the thing, the right to vote. So, the eight Polish workers walked out. The local officials were incensed. No, they said, the demand would never be met. So the glass factory stayed closed. But as the days passed, the economic impact on that community began to become evident. Then the days became weeks. And finally, at last, the local government caved in. And for the first time, all laborers and all artisans would be permitted to participate in civic processes, including voting. So as quickly as it had begun, the strike was over. Now, there are a number of reasons you've forgotten these eight Polish workers who took the first brave steps on the path to solidarity, but the main reason is their watershed victory strike happened so long ago. You see, these eight glass blowers were the only workers in the plant. In fact, it was they who had built the factory themselves. And yet so essential was their contribution to their community that the English, who comprised the government at that time, and the vast majority of the governed, conceded to the Polish workers' demand of suffrage. It is seldom remembered that these eight Polish immigrants, to whom Captain John Smith once gave credit for saving the entire colony, these eight Polish craftsmen had arrived a dozen years before the Mayflower had staged the first labor strike in American history in a glass factory which they founded and owned in the autumn of 1608, just 1 mile from a tiny settlement called Jamestown. Now you know the rest of the story.